It is not the will of the Lord for you to live in stress and anxiety. To go day to day in distress is the work of the flesh. It's you believing lies about your present and your future. There is a greater reality that exists beyond what you think may happen today, this week, or next week. And that greater reality is that there is coming a day when we get to our true home and dwell face to face with the Lord. And that is made possible by Jesus Christ. And I don't have to wait until that future day to get a taste of the reality. I have the Holy Spirit now to comfort, to guide my thoughts, to remind me, to convict me of when I start walking in the flesh and to live through me. This is why Jesus says, "Whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do." So watch this. The overcoming of anxiety leads to Spirit-filled action in my life. Let that sink in. When anxiety is overcome in my life by faith and trust in Christ, I do not go back to life as normal or life as it used to be. This is not a pill that I take to calm my fears or troubles in my life so that I can get back to the way it was. If you're looking for something like that, then you can go find some hocus-pocus absurdity and fool yourself. But if we want to be Bible people, people of the book, then we have to take notice of what comes as a result of believing in Christ. What is produced by believing these deep truths that Jesus has set out for us. And this is what he says, that ongoing trust of whom he reveals himself to be leads to anxiety-busting, Spirit-filled, Spirit-led ministry. And this is exactly what I want us to see as we continue in John chapter 14. So be sure to join us beginning next week. When you pray today, please remember Daisuke Okada and his family, our missionaries in Japan. Also remember the Jirai LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Vietnam and Cambodia.